The text of our message is one whole chapter. Matthew chapter 23, verse 1 to verse 23. We shall read this responsibly. Matthew 23, verse 1 to verse 39, responsibly. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples. All therefore whatsoever they that observe and do, but do not eat after the works, for they say and do not. But all the works they do for to be seen of men, they make broad the phylacteries and enlarge the borders of the garments. And greetings in the markets, and they be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them which are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, one follower. And when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, these are vegetables, and have omitted the weightier things, matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. This ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outside, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are children of them which killed the prophets. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom he slew between the temple and the altar. Let us read together verse 37 to 39. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under the wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth. You all shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. No fellowship with the wicked, but rather reprove them. Since we began this service at RALC in October last year, until today, I have preached 5 chapters serially of Matthew. Chapter 19 to this chapter 23. And these chapters deal a great deal with the Pharisees. Now, since I'm writing a booklet on how Jesus taketh puny men in their own craftiness, quoting from Job, especially these who work wickedness, but they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, And they think that Jesus is only a mere man. So they try to say a lot of words to catch Jesus. But Jesus catches them back. How can men outwit God? Now, I'm always jealous for the supremacy of our Savior. Every one of us must be very concerned for our God, the Son of God. He is number one. I will never let them take advantage and talk things that demote our Savior. For example, they say, the Bible has mistakes. Man correcting God. And he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, plural, shall not pass away. He is the creator of heaven and earth, and he cannot preserve his word. That's the same idea. In order to write the book, I have to go into Matthew, Mark, Luke, the Synoptic Gospels. John is a different book. But these three, same, mostly the same things, but there are some parts not said in one or the other. And I counted 22 times that Jesus outwitted them. Now why is Jesus unhappy with them? I want you to turn to the Gospel of St. John. In chapter 5, it is good for us to read there what Jesus says exactly. Verse 43 to the end. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, ye will receive. You will receive others, but the Son of God you will reject. How can he believe? Which receive honor one of another. The Pharisees, they only look after one another and honor one another. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses. They all say they trust in Moses. Why? He had believed Moses, he would have believed me, for he wrote of me. All that Moses had written looked forward to Christ. But if he believed not his words, how shall he believe my words? So this shows that they disbelieved Jesus. They did not believe him to be the Son of God. This morning we must check up with ourselves. You come to church, but do you really believe? Sometimes I pray for a husband. And I pray also for the wife. She brings her husband here. The husband zealously believes. But if she follows the husband and in her heart she doesn't care. When the pastor is preaching, he's not listening. He should be watching every word he's speaking. We should be watching every word every preacher is preaching. Sometimes he goes off the track and he doesn't know what to say. And this is one thing I'm very scared. I stand before you all the time. Why do I invite others to come? I humble myself. It is good to hear others. They get used to it, they don't care. But if anyone is preaching God's word, we better take care to listen for the word that comes to us is very important. And so here we have the word of God given by Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now we ask the next question. Are there Pharisees today? Are they those who outwardly seem to be all right? We carry the Bible, they also carry the Bible. Even King James Version. But there are Pharisees today who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, appearing to be very religious. Who are they? They are the liberals and especially those of Bible colleges or seminaries. And they seem to be teaching the same. But actually they don't believe the Bible. They criticize the Bible. They don't believe in His resurrection at all. They don't believe that He is born of the Virgin. They don't believe that His blood pays for the penalty of our sins. And this we believe to a great joy, who died on the cross to pay the penalty of our sins. And all this they reject. There is one theological college in Singapore where one of our good students went. He's a Vietnamese and it's called Hien. He was serving here very faithfully every Sunday morning. Then he was given a test and he failed. He failed. He was very sad. And through the friend, another Vietnamese studying in our college, he came to see me. He said that our college is a modernist college. And they appear to be very holy and sanctified. But they really reject. So I said, all right, I'll give you a scholarship to study here. He's from Vietnam. He has a university degree. And he studied 4.5 years. And he received 2 certificates. 1 master's degree and 1 higher degree. And the Lord has called him and he is going to Australia where the wife had been given a scholarship and she has been given a permanent residence. So when the husband gets a permanent residence, the wife The wife gets a permanent residence, the husband qualifies. And he is going, if possible, if the Lord helps, to start a BP Vietnamese church in Brisbane. So you see, what a difference between our college, and we are not boasting anything at all, but we just say we believe all the teachings of the Bible, including now we have 100% perfect Bible without any mistake, which we declare to defend the truth. With regard to these who deny the Lord, we are not to have any fellowship with them, nor anything to do with them. But we have to shun them. That is why when they send us any communication to invite us to join them, we don't reply, because we have to take a stand for the Lord our God. So this has happened to our church. My two assistant pastors, one day at the faculty meeting, because they are teaching in a college, declared, the Bible has mistakes. We cannot take any oath to say that it is no mistake. And those who stand for the truth will be blessed. And I know why you are here. Because your spirit is right to stand with those that are of the truth. Now I have a question given to me. I don't like to hear your mentioning of these troubles. Many people are waiting for the word of life, for word of comfort. And then I replied her, are you reading the weekly? Are you reading the portion that I take from my book? The Gospel of Life, I call it. The exposition of the whole book of John. And it is in the weekly, in the second part. The Gospel of Life, chapter 3 now. And it is explained paragraph after paragraph, how you may be saved. There was a suggestion to me that we have to hold a gospel Sunday once, maybe in 3 months, to bring people that they may hear the gospel and be saved. The gospel is given in our weekly, every week, that you can escape it. But if you read, you will have to yield yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And not just go for it. I'm very troubled by those who come to church. They walk in, they walk out. And I challenge the person who asked me,
You carry the Bible here, we are BPs. Bible, believing. We go home, we put it on the shelf. We open to follow through. At least, we read the portion of business. Every day. But we do not. During my 54 years of service as a pastor, I have not forgotten to bring the word clearly and easily to the members. And I have written, to my own surprise, a commentary on 25 books of the Bible. And these are taken by the RPG workbook whenever they have a need. They can take one of my books and put it in. What are the books I've commented to make it easy, understandable to you, that you should know to find a way of life? The whole book of Psalms, and then Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. The first major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, they're all printed in books. Plus the 12 minor prophets. And the 12 minor prophets are little known, but still is explained the way of salvation is given. Then we come to the New Testament, Matthew. We have now reached chapter 23. And all the sermons preached by Matthew will be published in the book, Sermons from Matthew. Every sermon preached is recorded. And will be published. Pray for me that I will not stray, that I may be able to say, this is the teaching of this part of the Bible, that we don't miss the mark. Matthew, John is here being reproduced. Acts of the Apostles. It's a big book, 28 chapters. And then we come to the three epistles of John. First, second, and third John. And finally, the book of Revelation. It is called Coming World Events Unveiled. Then suddenly I wake up. You have done 25 books. How many more can you do? But when I read Genesis, it scared me. Such a lot of things to explain. Can I do all the 66 books of the Bible? I don't think I can live so long. But at any rate, I said to myself, I must try hard the 26th book of the Bible to complete this Matthew. Sermons from Matthew. And another book, a small book, Titus, I taught recently in camp, that is one book I can easily complete. So let us, yes, we are not always trying to attack others, but we must defend the truth. And if I don't say, many will not know. And many are very happy because of the stand I take, that's why they come here to worship. But those who lead us off the right track, we must not have anything to do with them, but reprove them. Let us pray. Almighty Heavenly Father, help us not only to be good hearers, but always be doers. As our brother Reverend Kwa has preached to us very profitably. Help us now as we come to the Lord's table to seek after Thee with all our heart, that You may cleanse us from all our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.